Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Talk about the moves that Mike Elias has made. There have been plenty of them. Steve Molesky. Steve, how you feeling?
Feeling good, Bob. I hope you are.
All right, man. And Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you and the family. The Shane Boz trade that came down late last week. Stunner, for sure. Compensation, plentiful. Steve, you follow the Orioles minor leagues as closely as anyone. And we don't know if Shane Boz could win the Cy Young or he could turn out to be Charlie Morton 2.0. I don't think that's going to happen, but you get the point. What about the compensation that goes to Tampa in return for what sort of upside from a former first-round draft pick in Boz himself?
I mean, they gave up a huge price, I think, for 3 years of control. And it seems like the industry's opinion on Shane Boz, as well as ERA, was below league average last year. The stuff can be elite. He can hit 100. He's got a curveball that can be big swing and miss. And I think they see, as the Tampa Bay GM said, his best years ahead. They weren't looking to move him. And it took that haul of prospects to get him. And so I'm really high on Michael Ferret. I really, really liked him as a pitching prospect. And so I think all four of those players had to be hard to part with, plus a draft pick. I mean, that's a haul, Bob.
Now, we know that they were also kind of sniffing around at least one other trade. The one that got reported out there was that they had heavy interest in Mackenzie Gore. And that was sort of at the winter meetings. And that's kind of died down a little bit. This whole offseason, we've been saying they need two prominent pitching moves. They got the one here with Boz. It seems like everyone's still pretty locked in on them potentially getting Framber Valdez or Suarez from Philly. But do you think that another trade could be their other big addition? And do they have the ammo still to get another pitcher through that route and maybe even a better one than Boz?
I mean, another trade could be coming, but if you're aiming being better than Boz, then you're going further up that list of prospects. Now you're bringing, Basayo into the mix. Mayo. We'll see. It seems to work better to have another big signing, right, and keep the remaining prospects. And the Orioles are said to be in the hunt for these guys. And Elias has said we could afford two big contracts. So they've afforded one. And we'll see if they get another one. And, when they made those trades last year at the deadline and you guys interviewed me, and I said the one thing I'm hearing from fans about these deadline trades is how are they going to help them win next year? And I pointed out repeatedly that you can trade those guys to get a player to help you win next year. Now, while they didn't trade a single player they acquired in those deadline deals, what the deadline deals did is deepen the farm to lessen the impact of a big trade like this. So I think, in essence, they did add players at the deadline to help them win this year. And that is where the Shane Boz acquisition comes into play.
Let's go back to the Alonso signing real quick, and I guess the impact it'll have. I mean, on the surface, it's obvious. Any chance you can get that kind of bat in your lineup, you take it. But he's an everyday first baseman in the literal sense of every day. I mean, he'll play 162, and he'll only DH in that time maybe once, twice, three times in a season. So if he's locked in at first, we've got hopes for Adley to reestablish himself as the starting everyday catcher. That leaves a Sam Basayo then seemingly to be DHing most of the time. Is that a concern for you at all to have such a young guy already relegated to being an everyday DH? Or do you think they can get creative and have him play the field a little more?
I mean, he can play some first base. You're right. I mean, if Alonzo's there a lot, that's less opportunities. And that already impacts two players on that roster, and Mounty and Mayo. And Basayo's a third. And so, but I think if you catch him a third of the time and you DH first base him some more of the time, you can get that bat out there enough. Because I think you have to get his bat out there. I mean, he just, you know, they sign him to the deal. There's no reason to send him back to the farm. It's time for him to play. So the Orioles do have to sort all this out, man. They've got more good hitters than they used to have as of, you know, a month ago. So they got to sort all this out.
Steve Molesky talking Orioles with him, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Steve, last thing for you. We talk about all these good hitters. We thought that Hester Kerstad was going to be one of them, and it looked like he was on his way to becoming an asset offensively. Haven't really heard much about him at all. What's the status report on Heston, and is there going to be a stun level if he's on that opening day roster when they open the season in 26 in March?
Probably so. I mean, he's just got to resurrect his career, and how quickly he can do that and where the opportunity will be, we just don't know those answers today. And I mean, Bob, the Orioles reached the point where they could not count on some of these kids to win in 2026. And Heston is certainly one of those. You just couldn't go into the season saying, well, he'll be a key. He'll be our right fielder. I know he's had all these injuries and setbacks, but he'll start hitting and playing every day. You just couldn't say that. And so, thus they brought in these other players. And I mean, even some of the young guys who have thrived are squeezed a little bit here by all these moves. Dylan Beavers, is his role getting lessened? I hope not. I mean, I thought he looked really, really good and is a shining example of the Oriole player development. So we're going to see how they sort it out, man. It's not dull in Birdland, Bob. We knew that
sure. When
the winter started because they were going to have to make some moves. And now that they've made moves, it has ramifications, and there are more moves coming for sure. And this roster that we're talking about today could look a little different, or maybe in some ways very different when they go to Sarasota. So don't change that dial, man, because something could be popping anytime. And it's interesting again in Birdland, which I think is exciting for the fans and even for the media guys who do this every day.
100%. Steve Molesky, what's going on in your media world as we're heading up on Christmas and people want to follow you and get caught up on the Orioles?
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Stop.
Well, Bob, I still got it humming on my Substack, Steve on baseball.substack.com. I've had a lot of great podcast guests recently. And, you know, I'll tell you a podcast fan should listen to that this kid's really fun to talk with. Last week I had Ethan Anderson, the catcher they drafted out of UVA a couple years ago, on my podcast. And he really, really got into how they try to make players better on the farm and how he's trying to get better and dealing with the ups and downs. He was very good in the Arizona Fall League this year. And so I enjoy talking to these minor league kids and finding out what makes them tick. And so steveonbaseball.substack.com, you'll find that podcast and more.
Steve, have a great Christmas. Happy holidays, you and the family. We'll talk to you next year.
You got it, guys. Merry Christmas. See you soon.
There's Steve Molesky, everybody. Thank you. We'll come back. Robbie Davis from Robbie's First Base, part of the King of Collectibles family. It's on Netflix. They got sports memorabilia. If you like Pez, they got those sorts of things. Stick around. We'll explain. If you're on the phones, you're going to join us for NFL Lunch. Coming up at the top of the hour, we got Nolan's Feeble Five. Who are the five worst teams in the NFL through 16 weeks? And A.J. Gersh, Fox 45. Talk Ravens, their season on life support. And now the optimism for the Orioles is back after they had a dreadful 2025 themselves.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.